Al mirar mi barrio, mi alma se quema, se levanta el viento con el nubes de polvo.
A critic once wrote of this artist that you could be better off not seeing what she looks like. Just listening to her husky jazz vocals, you might guess she's a 50-something Latin American singer-songwriter. In fact, Marta Tepferová was born here in the Czech Republic, though she has lived in the United States for most of the last two decades.
I started singing when I was eight here in Prague in a choir called Mladí, and for about 3 years, and we sang mostly folk music, Czech folk songs, and some classical pieces. And then when I immigrated to the United States, I continued singing in another chorus, the Seattle Girls Choir, which was a really high level, like, you know, it was maybe ages about 13 to 18, but we were at a very professional level. We had a lot of sight singing and ear training, and sang in many languages and did classical music as well as contemporary pieces.
Cuánto quisiera beber un largo rato de silencio y luego perderme en el sonoro canto de las musas que llevo dentro.
I first heard South American music from Chile, back home in Czechoslovakia, which was kind of a very lucky coincidence, because my parents got a hold of these recordings by a wonderful group called Inti Limani through some Chilean people that came to live in Czechoslovakia in the 70s. And immediately I felt a connection with this music, a very, very strong connection. But it wasn't until I immigrated that I could, you know, feed that passion some more, because there wasn't really much international music available at that time.
Today, Marta Tepferová, who is in her early 30s, is based in New York, a city she finds inspirational.
New York has been the best school that I could ever wish for, certainly, on so many levels. I mean, on a musical level, on a cultural level. You know, I've just been learning so much there through my collaborations with different musicians from different genres as well. Jazz musicians, classical musicians, musicians that, you know, cross over between these worlds, and of course the Latin American music community there.
When you sing to Spanish native speakers, do they hear an accent in your voice when you sing, and how do they react to you?
No, they actually don't hear an accent in my singing, and a lot of people guess that maybe one parent is, you know, Latin American, and maybe that I'm somehow mixed or something like that. I think the Latin American culture, I mean, people are very proud of their music, but in a way where they want to share, where they embrace you, they want you to learn their language, and it's more of a triumph when other people do participate in the music, as opposed to like a feeling of, oh, this is mine and I don't want to I don't want other people to get involved. At least that's been my experience, although in Spain it's quite different. Among the flamenco musicians, there's definitely a certain kind of hierarchy that's probably very old, and it's much more difficult to penetrate that circle.
Your first CD, which I think you brought out yourself on your own label, was of Bohemian, Moravian and Slovak songs. After so many years away from here, how close do you feel to Czech culture now?
Well, first, just a kind of history of how that Czech album came about. It was actually the second record that I recorded. I first recorded a record of original songs in Spanish in the year 2000, but that record wasn't released until 2003. And during that time, because there was just problems with the record label and all that, that's when I decided to record this collection of Czech folk songs. Yeah, I mean, I'm very torn. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I do love the folk music, and I actually want to work with it more and more in the future. But as far as I have my father here, I have my grandmother, I have I'm very close to my family, but I'm not really pulled. I haven't been pulled to come back and live here in a long time. I feel very much at home in New York, and I feel that, I don't know, I'm a trilingual, tricultural person, and I feel more distant. I feel like it's difficult for me to maintain my Czech language in perfect shape. I don't speak it very often. I don't have family in New York City. So, it can be challenging. I come back and reconnect and have memories, but somehow I feel at home in New York.
I understand also that the title track of your most recent album was somehow inspired by a Czech photographer, Josef Sudek.
Yes, I actually was at an exhibition and I saw, I had been familiar with his work before, but there was a particular photograph that I fell in love with, which was a photograph of roses in a beautiful kind of Art Nouveau looking glass, and behind it was the window of his studio overlooking just kind of a old apple tree, and it was kind of like at dusk, and the window was all kind of misty, and it's called Poslední růže, this photograph. And I just fell in love with it, and somehow I associated that image with the song, with that poetic image of an artist's studio and just that little view and what it, just that very internal feeling. But then I expanded, and the lyrics in Flor Nocturna are actually dedicated to my mother. It's kind of about, struggling along in life and getting advice and, describing a little bit of, a relationship of a close family member.
Flor nocturna que duerme de día, empieza de noche tocar su melodía.
Marta's father, Tomáš Tipfer, is a very popular actor in the Czech Republic, and actually became a member of the country's Senate last year. 18 years ago, just 2 years after she left Czechoslovakia with her mother and sister, Tomáš Tipfer played an active role at the start of the Velvet Revolution. Before saying goodbye to Marta Tipferová, I asked her what she recalled of that era from her exile in the US, and when she first returned to the country of her birth, after the climactic events of 1989.
The revolution happened, only a couple of years after we left, and, it was something that we all hoped would happen, but I certainly didn't think it would happen that fast, and so it was a very powerful moment, for all of us in and outside of the country. And I was not in touch with my father at that time. That's a very complicated family story. But, and your second question was, I came back for the first time in 1992 to the Czech Republic, I believe. Or was it 91? It might have been 91 or 92. It was very emotional. It was very, very emotional. Me and my sister flew to Amsterdam and then took the train in. And as we crossed the border, we just had tears in our eyes. And it was, a very moving moment.